This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today's health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility, trouble sleeping, seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
the suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Seems like bailing you out of trouble is going to be a lifetime job for me.
There wouldn't be no trouble except for that cop.
All I wanted was something to eat.
Well, you did some pushing of your own, John.
They drew first blood, not me.
Look, Johnny. Let me come in and get you the hell out of there.
They drew first blood.
All right, who drew first blood in this battle of parents who have witnessed their children lost after vaccination and the scientists and doctors who now have to battle a media empire of moms and dads and concerned citizens who have witnessed the pharmaceutical industrial complex take over their government, take over the media, and promote an agenda of violence against children. Who drew first blood? Because now they're whining. That's right. There's one side he's fighting the anti-vaxxers and their online harassment. I'm sorry. I'm all hysterical about this. These doctors, they're like, are they serious? We're having to deal with online harassment from parents of vaccine. Oh, wait, we're not going to call them vaccine. Of parents with children who they say have autism and they claim it's the vaccines. It can't be the vaccines because Peter Hotez says it's not. It's genetic. What triggers gene expression? Environment. What environmental factors can cause aberrant gene expression? How about injecting toxic heavy metals, foreign antigens, RNA and DNA from animals, from aborted fetal tissue, antibiotics, antifreeze. One scientist fighting anti-vaxxers and their online harassment. Yes, who drew first blood here? You can't make this up. Doctors and scientists now whining and complaining that you people, you're being mean. I tried to post about vaccines being safe and effective, and suddenly all these moms and dads were coming after me. I have a PhD. I know some medical doctors. I can't. They're whining. We're the media empire now, Super Don. Even Hotez on Joe Rogan today called us a media empire. What did we say about this show? The Robert Scott Bell Show, where something goes to die. What is it? Censorship? Something goes to die. And it isn't little children. But I guess the egos of big pharma representatives, you know, PhDs, MDs, they're really crying about moms and dads harassing them online, Super Don. I just don't know what we can do to help them.
Well, first, just to make a point about Hotez, I think one of the problems that Hotez has, mm-hmm, is, and the reason where he comes up with this empire idea, which, you know, listen, if we're an empire,
wow, man, yeah,
where's my empire-sized check, right? I mean, come on. You know, this is not an empire going on here. But
we're still waiting for our first Russian ruble superdome.
I know, right? But keep in mind that one of the beefs that Hotez has with people who aren't excited about vaccines is the fact that on Amazon, he wrote a book, and it's like number like 19
right?
on the list of vaccine books. And he's really ticked off because the other 18 books are all books about how you need to be worried about vaccines.
Wow.
And so I think that's where he might be. Maybe it's your book sucks, Hotez. I mean, you ever consider that?
Maybe he needs a bleach enema.
Yes, yes. So, but listen, to this article and this thing, yeah. I mean, this was just such a crazy thing to read.
Am I? It's super not. First of all, am I exaggerating for effect? I mean, the fact that, you know, they call us a media empire. I mean, where's the exaggeration happening in just like Rambo First Blood? Who drew First Blood here? When the parents are out there commenting, when a scientist or a doctor or somebody that's pro-vaccine says something and they counter it, who drew First Blood? These are the parents often of victims that have been, some have been compensated through the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. Some have not. But, I just have a hard time having much sympathy for them.
Well,
not the parents,
look,
but the doctors.
There's two things going on here. Okay, number one, listen, we've been talking about vaccines on this show. You've been talking about vaccines longer than I have, before there was Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But for the longest time, I have seen nothing but mothers and parents and concerned relatives being demonized, attacked, insulted, not just online, but on television. I've seen late-night TV show hosts mocking and attacking parents and people who are concerned about vaccine side effects and adverse events. And we've covered this as it's happened. This is, you know, for the longest time, they have been throwing rocks at anybody who questions anything about vaccines for years. And now, all of a sudden, now it's like, oh, people are saying bad things about my article on Facebook. Are you kidding me? I mean, what do you expect? I mean, this is how social media works. They act like they just signed up for Facebook yesterday and have no idea how it works. If people agree with you, you get a like. If people don't agree with you, you get a thumbs down. I mean, that's how it works, okay? Secondly, do I really think that there are roving bands of anti-vaxxer parents that are running around raising villages and walking around with pitchforks and torches, you know, around these scientists' homes? No.
Mm-hmm.
What I think is going on here, and I think anybody who's paying attention would probably agree with me, that this is just another phase of this crazy narrative that's being pushed out there right now to now make people who question vaccines online bullies and harassers. You know, how can we further demonize anybody who's questioning anything about vaccines than by now going after them as being people that are bullying people, right? Mm-hmm. Online bullying, that's something that, you know, everybody would say is a bad thing, right? So let's just stick the anti-vaxxers in there now. Now they're bullies.
It's the efforts at dehumanization of the enemy. How do we make them look like the bad guys? It's like, we talk about the parents and their children, who are the real victims here, right? Who has been assaulted by a medical weapon of mass destruction that impacted in an overt fashion for diagnostic purposes that you can see very clearly? A child developing normally, healthy, happy, and then regressing following the vaccine schedule at some point in it. Now, they will deny up until the gates of hell that it was the vaccine. They'll burn when they're saying it down there, but now the victims are now being called the perpetrators, the parents, the families, the community of people that are now very aware that their children were perfectly fine. Then they got vaccinated. Then you got Hotez on Rogan. Again, I'm picking this up because it's just very in my mind right now, claiming these people are wrong. It's all genetic. We have MRI scans that prove it's genetic. Really? You prove it? No, we think it, right? But that's definitive. So now the victims become the bullies in the minds of the media and the Hotezes of the world because their book is not selling as well as books on information questioning the sanctity of vaccinations. And the doctors and scientists online who are posting pro-vaccine propaganda are butthurt, and now they're the victims, and they want to somehow suppress and censor any opposing view or discussion that might hurt their feelings. Really? Feelings? You want to talk feelings? You should live with these families who have vaccine-injured children and learn feelings. I don't have any sympathy for these Dr. Sajis claiming we're the victims now. And there's an article here. You guys can read it and laugh hysterically or sadly. How about this one scientist in Newsweek? It's like, going, oh my gosh, we can't post anything. And they're calling us irrational. We're irrational. Parents are irrational. You're not scientists. You're irrational when you're reacting this way to your child being taken from you. Some have died. Certainly not functional. Some are already in an adult level and still in diapers. We've interviewed some of those people here with these children that are now adults. What happens next? Super D, I just, like I said, who drew first blood? Great, great well, transition.
And that's the point. That's the point I was making is that, you know, these guys back these parents and people who just feel strongly about vaccines into a corner and keep punching them and punching them and punching them. And so then somebody punches back, mm-hmm. and they oh, oh my goodness, mom, he's touching me, you know, that kind of a thing. But yeah, let me ask you a question. Let's do like a real world example here. Mm-hmm. When was the last time, Robert, that you got on Twitter?
Yeah,
you posted an article about something about vaccines, and somebody who was pro vaccine responded to your tweet saying, you know, Robert, I really appreciate the opportunity to be able to have a logical discussion with you and meaningful dialogue over our differences of opinion.
Boy, would that be, is that like a fantasy to have that happen? That would be amazing.
Right? No, yeah. No. If you go on Twitter, anybody that disagrees with you immediately launches into what kind of an evil, horrible person you are with
you
the
want
blood on, of children
die,
on your hands.
Right?
Yeah. Look at Darla Shine. Yep. Look at the attacks that she got for saying things that were anti-vaccine and say, oh, yo, that's, she likes to kill babies. I mean, come on. So you're trying to tell me that the anti-vaccine people are the bullies?
Yeah.
This is BS. This is complete mind programming, you know, brainwashing that they're trying to put out there, mm-hmm. to find another angle to get more people you know, not liking people that question vaccines.
Is there an equivalent to slut shaming? Because this is a pharma slut.
Oh, dear.
You know, because this guy who's claiming that the parents are not the victims, they're the perpetrators of bullying. Yeah. I mean, how do you pharma slut shame somebody for being in bed,
wow.
having illicit activity with the pharmaceutical industrial complex? Hotez claims, oh, I'm not in bed with Big Pharma. Yeah. Oh, it's independent research organizations, NGOs. Guess where their money's coming from, Hotez? We can track it back.
Show me some proof. You know, scientists always want proof.
Yeah.
Show me some proof of this bullying going on, then we'll talk.
And show me the evidence that we're a media empire. Show me the money. I want to see that. All right, back after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Yes, we're still 2 hours a day, 6 days a week here. We've got one more week of the weekday shows on GCN. Then our Sunday show will remain on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. We've got transitions back to Natural News Radio. Very excited about that. But y'all come to robertscottbell.com, sign up for email alerts, and you'll learn more about that and never miss a beat here. As we get you the links and we empower you with ideas and information that you won't get anywhere else in the broadcast media. Sometimes, as we know, even in alternative media, because there are very few radical, libertarian-minded homeopaths that do this. I don't know, Super Don, if there are many of me or us, but we're going to keep going at it, you know? All right.
Are we going to keep going at it? Yes, we are.
We are. Speaking of media empires, how about the evil empire? There's a lot of that going on. Remember back in 1986, Reagan signed into law the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, an act that basically said, no fault system, Big Pharma and your vaccines, you can't be sued anymore. If the CDC puts your stuff on the schedule for kids, you're golden. You can kill kids, nothing can happen to you. You can injure kids, nothing can happen to you. The parents, the families, well, they're going to have to go to an unconstitutional kangaroo court, petition a special master, and maybe, just maybe, they'll get a little bit of money in return for their sacrifice of their child for the, I hate this term, Super Don, with a passion, social contract. You signed a social contract. No, I never signed a social contract to inject my children with toxic poisons that could kill them. As I've said before, I am under no obligation to light my kids on fire to keep your kids warm. Remember that. That is non-negotiable. And I can negotiate. So that is not, that's a non-starter at that point. So what they set this thing up, now over $4 billion of taxpayer funds. One of those Twitter flamers I had to deal with, claiming, oh, you're making that up. It's not. The taxpayer doesn't pay that. Of course the companies pay that. No, they don't. It's a tax the U.S. taxpayer pays on every antigen in every vaccine that goes into this fund that you have to petition should your child be injured or killed, or now adults if you take the scheduled stuff, same thing. And you got to go and go, please, can I get compensated? This hurt me. In the last 3 months, it's the December, January, February of 2019, I believe it is, December of 18. We report on this every time this comes out. Health Impact News is great. They're the first to report on it for media consumption. The DOJ, the Department of Justice, reports on vaccine court, reveals that vaccines continue to injure and kill people, and guess how much has been paid in the last 3 months? $110 million in damages paid out. $110 million. But, yeah, vaccines are safe and effective. You got, who was it? Was it off? Who was in the Senate panel? Or no, it was the House panel. It was before Ethan was there for the Senate.
Fauci,
right? They say Fauci, the MMR doesn't cause, inflammation of the brain. Oh, no. And then rare. The cat calls come out. The bullies in the audience. Oh, it's rare. It's rare.
Rare.
Right? $110 million rare that these vaccines are injuring anybody. And this is maybe 1 to 10% of all reports, okay, that actually go in that even know about it. In injury compensation program, because most of the physicians and nurses are told don't report anything to the vaccine adverse event reporting system, VAERS. Yeah. This has just come out as of the 8th of March, $110 million paid out, taxpayer funds, and yet it doesn't hurt anybody. And if you see some of these things, it's shocking. The first on the list, Guillaume-Barré, 7 years it took to get compensation for Guillaume-Barré from a flu shot. There are more issues there. HPV shots, flu shots. Flu shots still dominate the list. And Hotez says to Rogan, I don't know if you saw this part today on his podcast. Rogan says, I don't get the flu shot. I'm pretty healthy. I've had the flu. I get over it. Hotez says, basically, you're crazy. Why would you not get the flu shot? And it goes in, well, it doesn't match. Well, it doesn't matter if it doesn't match. It's still going to help you. Hotez is pulling it out of his aspirin. He's just making stuff up, and Rogan can't challenge him on this stuff. I give Rogan props for not getting a flu shot, but look at this stuff, how much injury is happening. 5 years to get a lupus case resolved, HPV causing lupus. Optic nerve damage, more Guillain-Barré, TMs, the localized inflammation and damage, nerve injury. Just amazing. What's Bell's palsy? I'm looking at this list. You guys, look at it. Oh, but it's perfectly safe, unless it's not. It's perfectly effective, unless it's not. And yet Hotez and his ilk are worried about the media empire represented by moms and dads of the children who have been injured or killed under the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. No fault. Yep, no fault. Good luck getting your money.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Finally, something that Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and President Trump agree upon, and that's the impeachment of the president. Speaking on Capitol Hill, the California Democrat says she believes impeachment is divisive and does not think Congress should go down that path. The White House came out with their annual budget blueprint that has been sent to Congress. The $4.7 trillion budget proposal makes deep cuts in domestic spending while continuing to boost the Pentagon's budget. Acting White House Budget Chief Russell Vogt says Washington has a pretty big spending problem.
This budget is yet another fiscally responsible and common sense spending plan from President Trump. The president has continually called for fiscal restraint and will persist in his efforts to end the wasteful spending.
And your final numbers at the closing bell. The Dow gained 201 points to close at 25,650. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. I think we said the other day, was it on yesterday's show? The Robert Scott Bell Show, the place where censorship goes to die, right? Because, you know, if you go to your doctor and a vaccine kills you, that's not good. But if you come to the Robert Scott Bell Show and censorship dies, I think that's good. That's a good death, right? For people to go, well, you're all about life, the culture of life. How come you're talking about death? I'm like, you know, some things, it's their time to die. Censorship is one of those things. And I don't know if you've recorded that voice already, or shall we have the lovely Joni Abbott do that voice?
Yeah, we'll work on it.
All right.
We got a lot of different creative bells and whistles that we're going to be working on here for the new format. So
right, and we do have a meeting tomorrow morning, just so you know. I'll let you know the timing of it.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool.
So, who decides what is fake news? That's the big thing, right? Who's going to decide? Is it going to be a government body, an independent body? Who's going to pay for it? Or, as we would argue, there shall be no curation of information. The free flow of information, the First Amendment to the Constitution, was not written to limit speech. It was written to protect it. Protect speech that you didn't like. If you like it, who needs protecting? Everybody, oh, that's great speech. Hooray, applaud. Oh, I don't like that speech. We ought to do something about that. Let's get the government to stop it, right? That's horrific. That's horrendous. We can't have moms and dads talking about their experience with their children getting vaccinated, and they're claiming that it's the vaccine that caused autism or worse, and then they bully the scientists who just simply innocently are just trying to promote science. So we need it curated. So over the weekend, Cheryl Atkinson has a show, Full Measure. She's terrific. She's one of the few investigative journalists that actually investigate and report. She's just amazing. I still want to get her on this show. But in the meantime, second best we can do is get some audio clips from this this article. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And Real Clear Politics put it out. A few other websites are carrying this. And the question is, do we need a brave new world? Do we need an Orwellian censor to protect us from speech that is upsetting to us? And most of the speech on this show is not upsetting to you, but it's upsetting to those powers that be that want to suppress information about health and healing. So we've got some clips here I'm going to play from this this piece on Full Measure with Cheryl Atkinson. And she's interviewing at this point an investigative journalist by the name of Katie Grimes. You know, and it's interesting. It's a question we should be asking. Who gets to decide? Who gets to control, you know, what is said? And what are the limits?
The question is, who decides what's real when it's a matter in dispute?
I think we've seen a lot of history in the past when you've got governments that try to control media. We've got governments around the world still trying to control media, and it's limiting what the populations who live there get.
So what is it about the history of censorship that the people on the pharmaceutical left don't get? Right? The shifts, the congressman shifts don't get. That they're actually outright calling for violations of freedom of speech, for controlling speech, for limiting speech. When government does that, how often do we find really wonderful things happening in history? Does freedom break out suddenly? Does the market economy grow exponentially? I mean, what is happening when government is limiting freedom of speech? And it used to be, Super Don, when we grew up, remember the Reagan 80s, there was the moral majority, and we were taught to fear like people who were churchgoers, because they wanted to censor us. They wanted to censor everybody, right? It was the religious right that was really the danger. And, I grew up like a leftist liberal kid and thought, oh, yeah, they're the one. They want to censor everything. Well, it turns out as we've grown up, we've realized that the real censorship is coming from the religious left. They've abandoned the church of their youth, whatever it might have been, synagogue or whatever, and they basically defer to the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. So now they've got schools that are teaching you what is fake. This is going to work out well.
Is it sort of a new trend in your experience to see government stepping in and saying that it has a role to play in helping sort through or curate information for us?
Yes. This seems to be a very new role, and it's extremely disturbing. They're trying to pass a bill that would require schools to, you know, teach children some idea of what fake news is, and I think that's just a giant red flag.
You know, if you've got your liberal teacher, you know, aligned with the education groups that are basically, again, the things they want to teach your kids about transgenderism. Listen, I think the family needs to play a bigger role here. I do. If my bias is that, it is that. I'll say it out loud. But I don't see Trump calling for censorship. Maybe I'm wrong here, Super Don, but I don't hear Trump calling for censorship or the political right at this point on this issue of vaccinations. But the political left does. Now, fake news, remember that term? Remember that came out? I think it was around the Obama time during the election cycle. And you have a leftist president by Obama calling for curation of the news.
President Obama first drew national attention to the notion that somebody needed to start curating information. It was less than a month before the 2016 election
Liberal interests had already introduced the phrase fake news to criticize campaign-driven conspiracy theories.
We're going to have to rebuild within this wild, wild west of information flow some sort of curating function that people agree to.
Said no founding father ever. I'm sorry, Obama is so wrong, it's just not even the ballpark of what the American Republic was founded upon. The wild, wild west. Anytime they bring up the wild, wild west, it wasn't so wild, wild. You know why? Because if you screwed up and you were an outlaw, they could come and take you away. They could kill you. An armed society is a polite society. The common law, in effect, means, you know what? There's going to be a lot less crime than exists today. The kind of crime that exists today, including the criminalization of speech, a fundamental violation, again, of one of those freedoms that comes from God, not government. And again, Obama in on that big time. Now, remember, Richard Pan and a couple other people in California were trying to promote this agenda in California to curate the news, to make it illegal to post anything that they didn't like. And they refused to go on with Cheryl Atkinson. But there is a senator that did show up for the interview.
We did get the chance to talk to California Senator John Warlock, who told us the legislative efforts are politically driven.
There are proposals to teach media literacy in public schools. What is your feeling about that?
Well, two things. One is the state legislature has not reacted well to the election of Donald Trump to the presidency of the United States. So there are a lot of barbs that keep being thrown that way. But two, our educational system isn't something to brag about necessarily.
Yeah, we could be teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic, right? And then we're worried about teaching them fake news. You know, our opinion here, and you'll probably hear it eventually in these clips. I got to roll through them, Super D. So the idea of critical thinking is never coming into play here, because that's what I want from any school or school system. But other than the basics is teaching kids how to think critically. But there are people that are learning about fake news. But is it being used to legitimately, see through the lies and obfuscation, or to fall prey to it?
The whole fighting of fake news has become a Trojan horse to propel other agendas. And in the name of telling us what is fake news, we're also seeing more censorship. Whether, again, it's algorithmically, through bots, through filter bubbles, whether it's outsourcing fact checkers, right, like Snopes or PolitiFact.
So that voice was Michael Hoff, Project Censored, from Media Literacy. So he's actually acknowledging what we would say here, that the agenda to claim fake news everywhere via the officials, right? They were the ones that came up with the official story, is that everything that Donald Trump says is fake news. And of course, Donald Trump co-opted it. We co-opted it. It was a beautiful thing. And I said, embrace it, because they are purveyors of fake news. And they then started saying, hey, stop saying fake news. It's backfiring. It's not working on us. So there's Edward Jacobs now, I think, from Media Literacy, is talking about the curators, right? How good a job would the curators do if we were to go, hey, we can't handle this freedom of speech. Let's get some go-betweens to figure out what we should be hearing.
I think the very idea that there should be some middleman curating what ideas we're exposed to is very dangerous. Even if it were someone who agreed with what our personal opinions were, that would, in effect, restrict us from being exposed to many different viewpoints. And that's really something that our country doesn't need, especially among the youth demographic today.
Do you, as an adult in America, feel comfortable with other people screening what you get to hear and see? Or do you feel like you're capable, more capable than any government or government lackey that they hire to, well, navigate the news for you, navigate the world for you? Of course, the mainstream media would love this, would love this.
It's Phil Dunn who taught the high school course that Eddie took. As a student of media manipulation and author of Media Collusion, Dunn says the key is critical thinking, not pushing curated views.
When you talk about media literacy, the people that want to teach that are oftentimes invested in certain kind of legacy media outfits. The New York Times, the Washington Post, the big three networks, CNN, Fox, all of them would love to tell you what to listen to and how to listen to it. And I think you can throw in Google and Facebook as well.
It's true. All of that. Being used to control and manipulate what you see and hear so that they can alter your reality for you. No thank you. Not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But what about Snopes?
There's a chapter on Snopes in there. And Snopes has its own people that have their own bias.
Perhaps best put, we may need media literacy instruction to determine which media literacy efforts are genuine and which may be just attempts to shape and manipulate.
Mm-hmm. So what do we got to learn here? We've got to learn how to see through the news, teach critical thinking skills. One more clip to wrap it up.
I would say, one of the basic things is, you know, who benefits from that education, who's forming the curriculum, who's funding it, if it's coming through government, who's funding the particular sponsors of the bills, who has a seat at the table. And I think the only thing that we really have at the end of the day is our own capacity to think critically and independently.
And that was what was taught in that last clip. You ask the question, who's funding it? Where's it coming from? What bias do they have or not have? And you begin to teach kids to be able to look critically at the news stories. You don't need Obama or Obama lackeys curating the news for you, including on the all-important discussion that is not being is not happening in the mainstream media on the issue of vaccinations.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Start your morning with Cheese Whiz processed cheese food from Kraft.
Cheese Whiz is now the healthy food for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. No, I didn't say that. Crazy. That's a Cheese Whiz commercial from 1983. And
when
I think that was probably the last. I think that was about the time.
Cheese Whiz,
yeah. In the 80s.
Yeah?
Early
not
80s,
then,
before
yeah.
I knew any of this. Cheese Whiz. What would we do? Is that the stuff that came out and you swirled it on a Ritz cracker or something? Is that the same stuff?
No. That's Easy Cheese. That's the stuff that comes out of the can. Now, Cheese Whiz.
Okay.
I would say is kind of the equivalent of like Velveeta, where it's like rubber pretty much.
Is it?
But you pop it in the microwave for a minute.
No.
They always made sure that you saw it. Just 1 minute, you put it in the microwave, and then you get your oven mitt on, and then you take out the Cheese Whiz, and you can pour it on all kinds of things like hot dogs and hamburgers and chips and fries. You can even pour it on broccoli. And cauliflower.
Right. But, you know, my upbringing was, let's say, culinarily deprived. I'm sorry, Mom. I'm not throwing you under the bus. But we put ketchup on spaghetti. Remember? but I do not recall that. I remember the stuff you kind of spray on the cracker. But I didn't remember that Cheese Whiz stuff. So you put it on the microwave, you melt it, and you dump it on stuff. It becomes like cheese soup. But apparently it's not so bad for you, according to this article. Why? Why would suddenly we would go, yeah, Cheese Whiz, let's do that. Well, apparently it's because of conjugated linoleic acid, which is in there that they
CLA.
Say it's linked to burning fat and fighting cancer. Really? You microwave this stuff?
You know what?
What?
I knew Ty missed something in the truth about cancer. It was Cheese Whiz.
The Cheese Whiz cure for cancer?
That's right.
The Cheese Whiz weight loss program? Wow. Desperate much? This is on the Huff Post. CLA. Now, what else is in this that we might not? Yeah, okay, CLA, right? I think it's in organic cheese, too. Why would you go for a synthetic processed cheese food that you microwave? Really? Oh, did they mention cholesterol? Was that listed on the ingredient list? I mean, because that's not bad for you, but they probably would. I don't know. What else should we look at in this list? You know what? I don't care. I'm not doing Cheese Whiz, and I don't want you to do Cheese Whiz
either. I think it's safe to say that we are not going to be seeing Cheese Whiz as a sponsor of the Robert Scott Bell Show anytime soon.
Yeah, I just I'm not going for it. I'm not going to buy the CLA argument that makes Cheese Whiz wonderful. You know what is wonderful? Plus CBD oil from our friends at CV Sciences. We're going to be at the NoCo Hemp Expo together with them at the end of this month in Denver. Hope to see you there, my Denver listeners. But plus CBD oil, I have a peppermint one here, but one of my favorites is the Cafe Mocha flavor. Super Don, you got your care package. What do you think?
I did. I got to try it, and I was very happy with it. I'm a fan.
Anybody else? Kids, grandkids try it? Or are you hogging it for yourself?
Not yet. I just got it this morning. You know, like everything else in the house, if I leave it out, it's gone in like 24 hours. So I have to hide it, you know.
To hide it under lock and key. But if they're nice and they're good, then you can give them a taste because it's lovely
maybe,
and yummy.
Maybe.
We'll really see. Yummy.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Everybody go to pluscbdoil.com. If you haven't been there, you go there, you enter RSB15 when you check out, 15% discount. Also, shout out to Paul Baratero and Echo Water. Synergy Science, the Echo H2 machines are available now. They also have frequency receivers so that you can program via your app any frequency, energy frequencies you want into the water. And we're going to do more on that. Also, remember the Key Home technology, Key Me, the Key Cell, all of these things available to minimize the risk, the damage, the injury from harmful EM fields, the disruption. And also our friends at Beta Glucan, betterwayhealth.com/radio, betterwayhealth.com/radio. Modulate your immune system today. All right, Super D, we've got Dr. Batar scheduled to join us to do some advanced medicine. And we're going to bring in a little bit of Chicken Little flu pandemic calls from the WHO. They haven't stopped
that. Yeah, well, Chicken Little, we usually associate with the FDA. This is actually the World Health Organization who...
The WHO is Chicken Little. Their claims every year.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was CDC.
When you say Chicken Little, I think of Chicken Little Gerberding.
That was CDC. Yeah. But WHO CDC, is followed right into this. Also, the largest ever study shows that the MMR vax is linked to lower rates of autism.
Oh, the cure for autism is the MMR?
It's the MMR vaccine, yeah.
Wow. See, we've had it wrong all along.
All along. Well, we're going to have to see what we can do with advanced medicine. Dr. Batar scheduled to join us next hour. What does Super Don have for us on the top of the hour break? Those of you watching us on YouTube, check it out. RSBell Media Channel. Go to robertscottbell.com. The place for health, freedom, and healing, liberty, and where censorship goes to die. It's right here. And we're back after the news because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.